Jekt is a dating site for anti-vaxxers called Unjekted.
Unjekted has been removed from the Apple App Store.
It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
Frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo.
Rest in peace, Wheezy.
The Unjekted Show with your hosts, Shelby Thompson, Scott Armstrong, and Zach Brown. The Unjekted Show is intended for an adult audience and may contain explicit material. User discretion is advised.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Friends, how's it going?
Going good. It's been an interesting week. Yeah. How are you?
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Yeah. How are you, Zach?
I'm good. My Wednesdays are pretty the one Wednesday was when I got T-boned that one time.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. That was the only exciting Wednesday I've ever had in my entire life.
The only one.
Probably, yeah,
dude. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're all here. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
We got actually a very action-packed episode for you guys tonight. I got all kinds of really good information for you. So this is gonna be a very educational show. We're gonna dive into some all kinds of really fun. We're gonna have a good discussion on the whole phenomenon of turbo cancer, because that's popped up in the news again recently, or the idea of cancer. And what the mainstream is saying versus what we're saying, and have a lot of evidence to back up our claims. So looking forward to that. Yeah. So it's going to be good.
It's going to be educational. We're going to learn stuff and we'll have some laughs. But you guys, what we'll do is we should start off by addressing the elephant in the room, which was technology this week for Unjekted, which, you know, obviously anybody who's followed our story knows that we've dealt with an Everest of learning and growing with technology. And over the weekend, there was a gentleman which refers himself as Dr. Fauci. So that tells you probably a lot about him. But we've dealt with this specific person before. His whole living is to be a security researcher. So mind you, this is all this guy does for a living. And he is going out of his way to troll Unjekted. And so you guys may have seen an article that came out where they stated that they could hack into the website. They really fluff it up and they go into these just extreme links to try to discredit us. And, you know, I just, of course, I'm sorry if that makes anybody feel uncomfortable. We never intended for anything like this to happen. But, you know, also just be aware that this person is not going to use your data, has no intention of using it, has told us that they're going to keep it 100% private. They're literally just doing this to write an article or to poke fun at Unjekted. So just know that they're not going to be using that in a malicious way. So, you know, you can still feel protected in that way. And, you know, now we've able to reinforce the website yet again and learn exactly what we need to do to help keep it even safer. Of course, this is 2024, and you know, everybody who is living in a technology space understands that this happens often. So, you know, we're growing, we're learning, but you know, we're not the only people that are under these attacks, and we really just believe it's because, you know, they've been watching the Unjekted movement. They've been watching us, you know, try to succeed in our new partnership and our new website, the newest version that just came out. So, you know, they're just kind of just being jerks.
Yeah. And I just want to, I just want to emphasize the point that Shelby made is that, like, you know, typically, like, when you see, like, a lot of these cases, like the most recent, like AT&T hack, right? These are malicious black hats, as they call them, that got, that went in, stole user data, and are using that in a malicious way, selling it or exploiting it. Or if they get access to passwords, they put it on a password list, and then hackers can, like, you know, run a password list. And so if you if you have a relatively, if you use like baseball 123 as your password, then that's probably on a list somewhere that they can just run and crack your stuff if they want to, a brute force, if they want to brute force your stuff. And so these are the things that we see typically with these, with these hacks, or like Apple recently, you know, all of these malicious hacks. This, this, what happened was,
as of late too, there were for months, three Microsoft executives were fully infiltrated by Russian hackers. And they didn't even know. That's one of the nefarious, I work in this sector.
The
nefarious thing about breaches, that a lot of times it's, it is nice to know that, that at the very least he did publish it, and it's, that's shitty for the publicity of Unjected. It, it is nice to know when it happens, because even with EDR, MDR, anybody who in the cybersecurity space will know EDR, MDR, even with a managed SOC tier one, tier two, you don't always catch it, right? You have executives at Microsoft being hacked and being breached for multiple months. And you just don't know. There's a ridiculous amount of malware, networks, botnets. And it's becoming, oddly enough, easier and easier to hack. It's become so ubiquitous that there's a dark market demand for what's called ransomware as a service. So
Oh my gosh, totally.
Ransomware, and then
so they these ransomware developers will develop code to breach, whether it's a network perimeter or an email or whatever, scrape credentials, whatever it is, and then they sell it to you know, hackers that have some tech savvy for sure, but maybe not necessarily the tech savvy to develop code. And then these people subscribe to these ransomware developers, and so they're getting monthly kits, these ransomware kits, and they're deploying them, and all they're doing is casting a wide net. Now, this one was targeted, obviously, but just in general, I mean, they're casting a wide net, and it's becoming, you know, there was a stat that came out from the 2023 IBM Cyber Threat Index that in 2019, a fully executed hack from infiltration of whether it's a network perimeter through an IP, a vulnerable, you know, firewall, or if they scraped global admin credentials in a Microsoft tenant, whatever it is, from getting that to going in and scraping all of the data that they need, all the way to executing a sale on the dark web of these credentials, the average amount of time that that would take in 2019 was 60 days. In 2023, it was four.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a very, it's a very compounding, it's a very compounding problem. Generative AI and social engineering play a massive role in it.
Elements always the easiest one to bypass. Like, it's, once you get somebody, like, you trick a human to do something that you want them to do, like,
the overwhelming majority of it is human error.
Human error, they're like human, like you said, social engineering. But all that to say, that is not the nature of this, of what happened here. And this is, so we've been having, you know, back and forth conversations with the guy who published the article, Michael Thalen. And, you know, he sent over notes that the hacker had sent and kind of told us what these vulnerabilities were so that we could fix them, which is not...
Sorry to interrupt you. He's essentially like working as our friend, but he's just also being a complete dick.
No, it's an interesting like gray area here, because you know, this GOP junior guy that I showed you, and he's, you know, he's look, guys, he's got a rainbow cape. Okay. Anybody has a rainbow cape, like, come on. Like, he's not going to be an Unjected per. He's not down with Unjected, let's just say. So, you know, I will say this though, that it's like, you know, you have the black hats, the gray hats, the white hats and stuff. And so, like, he's claiming that he's an ethical hacker, right? But ethical hacking consists of we come together and we hire you, or we enter a contract where we say, yes, come in and infiltrate our system. Show us where the vulnerabilities are so that we can fix them. There was no authorization on our part. So technically this whole thing was an unauthorized, illegal hacking operation. But the funny thing is that they turned around and gave it to, it's like free penetration testing. They call it that the whole process of pen test, hiring a company to come in and hack your servers is an actual legitimate service in a business. They did that for us, but not without authorization. But not with authorization. So that's
well, and also this is where it gets dicey too. So everybody who's just so everybody who is maybe, I doubt that there's a population that are listening to this that are white hat hackers. I doubt it, but true pen tests can go wrong.
Sure.
They can go bad. And so I don't know this. I think he's anonymous, right? To this point,
somewhat. I mean, it's you go to his website, it has his name listed on there.
So, you know what I mean? So it's like what I would say, if you're doing that, Jesus Christ, you better know how to do it, because if it goes wrong, the companies that are oftentimes, they don't necessarily always put the language in to contracts for a mutual a consensual pen test. There's still liability in that, and so a non-consensual white hat hacking breach. One, I guess it is illegal, but if it were to go wrong with intentions of you attempting, we'll pretend that he had, you know, ethical intentions.
Yeah.
If it does go wrong, you're fucked, especially if you're publishing it. White hat hackers who are doing this non-consensually, don't publish your thing.
That's the thing too, is like, so there that this publication is publishing screenshots and data that they took from us without authorization, so that in and of itself is kind of a criminal act. You know what I mean? You're not trying
isn't the website trademarked?
I mean, yeah, I believe so. Yeah. I would imagine
if the website's trademarked, I believe
that. Oh, you mean unjected? Yeah
100%. So unjected, then I think that code probably is, I don't know the legality, but I guess,
but it's just
code is probably trademarked. So if you're publishing, if you're publishing snippets of code,
just ask Julian Assange, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, whatever his intention was, we believe it's not to be malice. He's literally just a troll, to get back to the point of, you know, and to just drive home that, you know, we have had, penetration testing, and you know, we do go through rounds of this, and so, you know, we aren't just, you know, putting your stuff out on unjected and hoping for the best. No, we do have a full legitimate team working 24/7. This is just a guy that is extremely intelligent, who took his in to have a little fun with us, but you know, just as, again, to say that he has stated he's not going to do anything with it, you know, besides what's already been done, which is
the most honorable thing.
Yes, he's so honorable. And just to say too, you guys, we're never going to sell your data. You know, somebody said, oh, how do we know that you didn't sell it and then say this? And it's like, no,
that's retarded.
There's no intention of that. There never has been. We aren't a honeypot for the government. We aren't helping Daddy Gov to say, here you go, here's the information. And that's why they do this to us. They try to discredit us because we aren't helping them. So they're trying to embarrass us or try to make us out like we aren't, you know, here for people. But that's literally the opposite. So it's a bummer. It was a really great learning experience. Now we are actually even stronger than ever. Now we can be the safest place for unvaxxed people. So we appreciate your service to humanity.
It's free pen testing, free penetration testing, free. Yeah. But this is like the last thing I wanted to say on it here. And so this is the guy who wrote the article, Michael Fallon. basically one of the things he said to us while he was sharing notes about the hack, he just basically said, my role when reporting on security vulnerabilities is to always first and foremost protect users and private data. So even these hackers and the people involved with this are saying that your privacy and your data are their first and foremost concern. And that's why they did this in the first place.
Well, he's the writer, right?
He's the writer. But you know what I mean? He's trying to say
he has a duo with the dude.
Yeah, they're a little team. And so basically, you know, I just want you guys to take away that, you know, don't
come after me. I swear to Christ.
Yeah.
All you're going to find is fucking like beef jerky lookups.
Beef jerky recipes.
How to fucking control my blood pressure.
Yeah, let's, yeah, exactly. So,
steroids,
legal steroids. There you go.
Yeah.
And just I just want to say this because I always have been saying this for years. The government needs zero help in tracking anybody. If you did not get the vaccine, they already know who you are. They probably already know all about you. And the reason I believe that is because the vaccine has components in it that are trackable. Why would they put luciferase, a glowing material, in a vaccine if they weren't going to track it later? Why would they put nanotechnology in these vaccines if they weren't going to adequately track
them? Or also, here's even a less conspiratorial. Do you have a cell phone?
Right.
There you go. Yeah.
ID, social security card. And that, by the way,
this is funny because this is where my professional business and conspiracies will overlap. Yeah, there's that fucking there's an overlap of that Venn diagram where I work for a very 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 qualified and knowledgeable COO I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to say anything on this podcast just because of political intentions, but he's got patents, for Christ. So it is crazy to hear that, like, some of my conspirators are like, listen, they're tracking you. And then they'll go, oh yeah, they're tracking everybody all the time. Yeah, you think they're interested in you? And they're like, okay, there's the median curve. And then we go to my COO and they're like, yeah, I guess they're not, they probably don't have somebody tracking you all the time, but if at any given point they want to know anything about you, they can know it about you. And it's 100%. Like, yeah, well,
100%. Anyway, guys,
zoom in on us from satellites in the sky, you guys.
Yeah. Let's get into some gravy here. You guys ready? All right.
We'll change the energy.
McAfee beat it. R.I.P. R.I.P. John McAfee. Yeah, he was one that
John McAfee.
He was a real one.
Yeah, he was a real one for sure. Yep. Well, first of all, tell us about this fun little thing we got. Hey, I got a surprise for you. Look at this, Shelby. Look who's going to be hanging out with you there.
Who?
Javier Milei, the Argentina president, anarchist, libertarian guy, is going to be there.
What?
Yeah.
I'm now going to attend so I can yell at him for not speaking English.
He speaks English, I think.
Yeah, but not good enough for me.
Not good enough for me. But dude, so that's cool. So they're adding to the lineup. So Shelby, tell us about this.
Okay, cool. Wow. Well, I don't know if I should be excited about that one, but you guys, I'm going to be in Las Vegas in July, the 10th through the 13th for Freedom Fest. So gosh, we're exactly 3 months out today. I'm so excited. I've been asked to be a speaker at the event. We're going to have also a booth in the trade show. Going to do Q&A, do a little backstory, and we're going to talk about what exactly does the brave new world look like. So go get your tickets. You can use the code UNJECTED50 for a discount. There's going to be late night comedy and music, just a blast. Caesar's Forum. I'm very excited to get over there. It's the ninth island, is what they call it here in Hawaii. Wow. Las Vegas is the ninth island.
Wow.
Because it's one of the only places that you can directly fly from Maui is Vegas. So
interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why is every
fucking flight to Vegas like $100? Why are all the flights to Vegas $100?
Because they want you to go. They're like, go party.
They want you to go there and spend your money.
Fucking fly from Kuala Lumpur to fucking Vegas for $100.
Yeah.
They probably have a deal with the airlines. Send them to Vegas.
Send them to Vegas. So, well, hopefully, hopefully see you guys in Vegas. We're trying to figure out some sort of way of doing like an unjected mixer meetup thing. But so, well, you know, more will be revealed with that, but we'll see. So, okay. So I got like a, I don't know what you want to call it. Presentation. Oh no, there, we got some more fun stuff first. Here we go.
Oh, good.
So Shelby, tell us about so you guys remember a few weeks ago, we were promoting this change.org petition, right?
Okay. Oh my God. Well, first off, I want to say that when I made this petition, I knew that change.org was bullshit, but I'm suing this anyways because it's fun. Disclosure of COVID-19 vaccination status prior to intimate relations. We said that just like AIDS or HIV, people should have to disclose to their intimate partner behind closed doors as a mutual consent to having relations with each other, because we believe that mRNA is a bioweapon. This is poison. This is an STI.
I just realized, I know that this is important, but I just realized when I lean in to read, my face turns into fucking something. I don't even know what this is. This is like a fucking, this is like when you're in an arcade and all the red lights go off when you win.
Oh, have you looked on TikTok at the moon face?
No.
That's what it looks like.
No, what? Yeah, a moon face, a sun face, a moon face turned red.
Well, anyways, that was the petition. And change.org says that this violates their terms and agreements.
False and misleading information. What a bunch of jerks. So there you go.
And then when you click on it, it says disinformation.
Disinformation. Yeah. So thanks, change.org. Like, we,
By the way, change.org, who do you think is coming to your fucking website? Do you think that scholars are fucking signing petitions on your fucking website? No, it's people spreading misinformation. You should know your audience. It's about time that some of these fucks learn some business savvy. It's about a goddamn enough. Nobody on change.org is worried about, you know, changing the structure of power in American government and how that could affect geopolitical strategy. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Nobody's signing a petition about that. They're signing a petition about whether or not you should be able to do anal on Sundays. That's it. There's a ubiquitous lack of intelligence for the people that go there to try to make change. Listen, for Christ's sake, the people that made change in the world, okay, up till now, we'll give it up till now. Change.org has been around what? They've been in the digital age. They've had enough time to fucking create an influencer so influential that it changes the course of political history. They weren't doing that. Even Greta Thunberg, who I don't even necessarily agree with, she's not on change.org because she's not a fucking bitch. She's not a shitty fucking low-level cunt who's not doing anything. She's grifting at the top of the top tier levels, and I respect that, and I like that. And that's why I like her. I don't like her political opinions, but I like her. I think she's got
her chutzpah. She's got some chutzpah.
Yes. She has a fucking an idea of how to fucking interact with people and how to influence people. Change.org. By the way, you're spreading misinformation. Congratulations. You have identified the main reason that you are not out of business. You should start everybody who wants to spread misinformation, quote unquote, let them. Because you won't be in business if you're going to start actually trying to censor misinformation.
That's true. That's true.
I agree.
Change.org.
There you go. Change.org, you suck. And nobody wants your business. So.
We need like a freedom petition on the website.
Yeah, that'd be great. Kind of like the Give, Send, Go versus whatever that other one is. GoFundMe. Yeah.
We could actually have and they could be all petitions like overthrow the government. Stop paying your taxes.
Exactly. There you go. So the next little fun little tidbit is so we're trying to figure out how to get back in the app stores, Apple app stores and the Google Play stores and all that, right? So we're putting feelers out there. We're trying to figure things out. And I think Shelby reached out to some app developers, and we heard back from one of them. And so this is Willow Tree, the company Willow Tree, which is an app developer. So if there's any freedom, if you're out there kind of in the freedom, liberty realm, and you're trying to develop an app, I would suggest not going to Willow Tree.
I like how he says like an like he kind of made up an excuse, and I'm like, that's not that's not the reason.
He's like, we're not the right fit for this project. Like, okay, yeah,
existing marketing and technology. I'm like, you know, let's be real.
Upwork. There you go. So anyway, I thought that was hilarious. So just
transparent as possible.
Exactly. Just avoid Willow Tree if you're out there trying to develop freedom-oriented apps. So anyway, so this is hilarious, you guys. I saw this. I know that a lot of people have been talking about this, but this article that came out, and this, okay, so this, I'll show you right here. There's a funny little overlap. So this is Fox News headline, cancer rates rising in young adults due to accelerated aging, new study finds. Okay, accelerated aging. Now we'll get into what accelerated aging is. We'll get into all that, but I want to point out also.
I think that's what I'm going through. So
we'll definitely cover it.
I think I'm now, I think I'm literally, like, I've got the skin texture of Dr. Oz. It's no good.
Yeah. Well, if you go over to CNN, you can see the exact same headline: accelerated aging linked to cancer risk in young adults, research shows. Now, there's a few things I want to point out. Yeah. So Fox, which we know, Fox and CNN are owned by Big Pharma. Like, you just watch Fox News for any amount of time. Every single ad is a pharmaceutical ad. So, you know, they're owned by the pharma companies. No question about it. They're both saying the same talking points. Neither one would ever in a million years attribute. See, it's like, I think the CNN had it a little more succinct here. Where it says researchers looking for clues about why some types of cancer are on the rise in young adults say they found an interesting lead.
Wow.
An interesting lead. There's no clues yet, you There's guys. A lead. We have a lead, a connection to accelerated biological aging.
Hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Now, one thing I want to point out also, and this is why the mainstream media is awful, is if you scroll down through both of these articles, they're talking about the study, right? They say in the headline, new study finds over here. Research shows. Neither one of these gives a link to that actual study. Yeah, no, neither one. See, the mainstream media doesn't do that. Whenever
reporting.
Exactly. Whenever they publish something that says, new study or whatever, they summarize the study, but they will never give you a link to the study. It's funny.
There's no citations on the bottom even?
No, dude, they don't do that. They don't play that game at all. And see, if you look, the links that they do have in here, like, look at this. This is so hilarious. Like, this is just so right in the first line, when this is the Fox News one, accelerated aging when someone's biological age is greater than their chronological age could increase the risk of cancer tumor. So I'm like, ooh, maybe this is the study right here. You click on it and it just takes you to all of Fox News's coverage on cancer, right?
True.
Wow. So,
promote yourself.
Yeah, right here it's like in this study diagnosed. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they cite themselves. They just keep seeing cancer research. Same thing. Like, every link in the article sends you to another Fox News link. Here's another one. Look, every single article.
That's the abyss. Fox News. That's the abyss. That's the abyss. That's fucking looking.
Yeah. So this is
looking down the barrel of a fucking shotgun. That's what you're doing.
Exactly. This is how certain individuals on Twitter do their research. You know, or that shall be not named. But anyway,
sorry, just click.
Yeah. But anyway, so this is really interesting. So first of all, let's figure out what accelerated aging is. Well, anyway, so I did you all a favor. I found the study, which is published at AACR, the American Association of Cancer Research. And the title of the study is Accelerated Aging May Increase the Risk of Early Onset Cancers in Younger Generations. This is out April 7th, so just a few days ago. So what the hell is this accelerated aging thing? It says here, in contrast to chronological age, which measures how long a person has been alive, biological age refers to the condition of a person's body and physiological processes and is considered modifiable.
So what they're saying is if you're unhealthy, you're at a higher risk of cancer. Is that what they're basically saying?
Yeah, they're actually saying that, like, your health, your current state of health, like, you could be like a 60-year-old man in a 40-year-old man's body. Like, so biologically,
they're standardizing levels of health on a holistic level to put a figure to it. And they're basically saying, if you're unhealthy, that means that you're older in
biologically older. Yeah.
And you're more likely for cancer. It's like,
Yeah.
This is what verbiage gets you. This is what happens when in college you require 2,000 words for essays. They stretch and they make up words instead of just saying, because this is the conclusion of this this paper, by the way. If you're unhealthy, you're more likely to get cancer. Great. Yeah. Okay. But instead, we're going to stretch it. And we're going to say, if you're unhealthy, we can measure it by giving you a standardized number of biological age. And if your biological age is higher, which equals unhealthy, you're more likely to get cancer. This is stretching a fucking essay to 2000 words when the message of it needs to be 10. It's a sentence.
Well, it's an essay made up from imagination land that this wasn't exactly related to the shots.
But they make no mention of shots at all.
Of course not. It says they found 9 biomarkers found in blood, albumin, alkaline phosphatase, creatine, C-reactive protein, glucose.
Shout out creatine.
Shout out to creatine, yes.
Corpuscular volume, red cell distribution with white blood cell count, lymphocyte proportions. Okay, I'm sorry. I want to make a point because I always heard that your like oxidation and the amount of like T cells that you have in your body leads to like biological aging. So why would they even be testing all of these things? Because are they all vaccinated?
They're all vaccinated, obviously. They're just, everybody involved in this, top to bottom, Fox News, CNN.
They're just testing.
The American Association of Cancer Research, they're all vaccinated. Guaranteed.
Wow. Of course.
Yeah. And it says, by examining the relationship between accelerating aging and the risk of early onset cancer, we provide a fresh perspective on the shared etiology of early onset cancers. If validated, our findings suggest that interventions to slow biological aging could be a new avenue for cancer prevention. Hey, they need to get with our boy, not our boy, but Mr. Peter Thiel. He can inject them with some children's blood and slow down the aging process. Shelby and I hadn't heard the whole Peter Thiel ambrosia thing. And we were having a good laugh about that earlier.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you don't know, Zach. Okay.
Okay.
You know Peter Thiel, right?
Let me give you the backstory of why we were looking at Peter Thiel, because
Do you want to spill the beans on that? Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's outrageous.
Isn't that guy Eric Weinstein's boss?
Date the Right Stuff app. That Republican dating app that's conservative. It's always the guy that's eating in a restaurant making Trump jokes. Well, I was just doing a little more research about them, and Peter Thiel was their main investor.
Yeah, Shelby's like he's got some guy named Peter Thiel as an investor. And I'm like, I know all about Peter Thiel. She's like, oh really? I'm like, yeah. Let me tell you a little story about Peter Thiel.
Let's learn about him. Now everybody knows. When you guys say that injected is a honeypot, I want you to actually think about apps that are right in front of your face that Freedom Community is not being discerning about.
Unjected is a honeypot, and I'm the honey.
Okay? He's the honey, dude. And I got the pot.
The only
baby.
Honeys are the straight fucking babes in there. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, Shelby's kind of a honey, and she smokes a lot of pot. So maybe that's maybe they are right, dude. There you go. But yeah, so there's our buddy Peter Thiel on the World Economic Forum website, right? So there's that.
Look, a WEF puppet.
Yeah,
you guys.
He's a. Hold on. I got more what? For you guys. I got what? More for you.
What?
And this is like, you know, I don't care, you know, whatever. But NPR News, I'm proud to be gay. Tech investor Peter Thiel says openly gay, you know, conservative, libertarian, billionaire. Oh, and he's the co-founder of PayPal, of course, and an early investor in Facebook.
He's an Elon guy.
Him and Elon. Yep. Him and Elon are good buddies. And but it gets much more interesting. So you just type in. What the
God,
hell?
How funny would it be if Peter Thiel raped Elon Musk?
And that's why he's so autistic, dude. Okay, so there's a little company called Ambrosia, which is the startup harvesting the blood of young.
What is Ambrosia? That's a word.
It is a word.
Is that
there's a gay bar here on Maui called Ambrosia.
I think it's
ambrosia.
A flower.
Yeah, oh, it's a type of flower. Yeah, yeah. Ambrosia fruit salad. Fruit salad. There
sweet.
You go, something. But anyway, it's a real company offering transfusions of plasma from teenagers to reinvigorate older people at $8,000 a pop. So basically, they're taking the blood of younger people.
Do you think that actually works?
Apparently, yes. they got shut. The FDA shut them down back in like 2019, 2017, something like that. But anyway, he had the brilliant idea of like, you know, you know, we as truthers and everything, like we joke about, like, you know, these people drinking baby's blood and stuff, or but then he actually makes a company where they like infuse the elites with the blood of children. And it's,
well,
like,
I think this is what was going to happen with unvaxxed blood, you know. Yeah. they're but, you know, as these vaccinated people get sicker, unfortunately, they're going to need transfusions of our blood to help keep them alive. Unvaxxed blood is going to be worth more than gold for that very same concept.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just funny.
Send me that ambrosia recipe. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. It's just funny that we're under so much scrutiny from certain individuals when it's like there's other stuff like this going on. So anyway,
yeah, there's like stuff like blaring in your face, and it's like, no, don't.
But you know, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to knock anybody else that's creating Freedom Truth apps. I'm just saying, guys, use your discernment. You know, it's all good. Okay, so we've looked at the study making claims about, but it's just so funny that the one thing missing from this entire conversation is the idea of turbo cancer, right? And we've all seen it in our own lives. Like, I was just building a deck for a guy last week who was talking about how he's got stage 4 cancer, and the reason why he was able to pay for the deck was because he cashed out his life insurance policy early, and he's going to go travel the world and go gamble in Monte Carlo and all this stuff, and he's building a new deck and he's getting it all fixed up and, you know, like upgrading his house, and we were talking about, like, did you get any shots? He's like, yeah, I got all my shots. I'm like, bro. And so he's like, but it's like there's a strong correlation there, strong correlation. And we'll get into it. Let's get into it. So this is fact check team. Accelerated aging may be linked to rising cancer rates. Why did I highlight this? Okay. The findings revealed individuals born in 1965 or later were 17% more likely to experience we're still on the biological aging thing. Okay. So if you were born after 1965, you're 17% more likely to have accelerated aging.
After polio vaccines.
This acceleration in aging process was identified as a factor contributing to an increased risk in early onset cancer among young people. Okay, interesting. So anyway, all right. So now let's shift over to the conversation around turbo cancer. Okay. Now here's the Wikipedia. We'll start here. I know Wikipedia is not like a valid like reference, but this is the turbo cancer Wikipedia page. It says turbo cancer is an anti-vaccination myth, centered on the idea that people vaccinated against COVID-19, especially with mRNA vaccines, are suffering from a higher incidence of fast-developing cancers. This myth, spread by a number of vaccine opponents and related influencers, including doctors, has no factual basis. So zero factual basis whatsoever. And look at the categories. It's categorized under conspiracy theories. Big pharma. We need to do a whole episode on big pharma conspiracy theory. Wikipedia channel. Dude, that's great. Well, I'm going to put that HIV AIDS denialism. Anti-vaccinationism.
Wait, we need to put VAIDS on that list.
What is it?
VAIDS.
Oh, VAIDS. VAIDS. Yeah. We need to get VAIDS on there. Yeah. Anyway.
Water fluoridation.
Oh, look at
literally say that that's a conspiracy still?
They do. They very much do.
Were the pharmaceutical companies involved in the fluoridation of water?
I'm sure they are, dude. I'm sure they are. 100%. I mean, that was all
those fuckers.
That was like Nazis that came up with that little gambit. You know what I mean? So, all right. So this is very interesting. This is all fun. I was just going to cover this too. So now the funny thing is that now we've talked about this on the show before, but like the idea of like adopting mRNA technology now to cancer vaccines. So it's like, they've got this perfect, like problem reaction solution where they've created this huge storm and increase in cancer cases, and then only to be their saviors once again with their new mRNA. So you guys, look, Moderna is coming out with an mRNA cancer drug. Okay. So just be on the lookout for that. Okay. Don't like what your friends and loved ones are going to be like, ooh, this is a new thing. It's like, bro, no, don't do it.
Isn't this the start to I Am Legend?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And it's like, okay, so your COVID shot gave you cancer. You're going to go back to the watering hole, the same company, to get your mRNA shot for the cancer. What's it going to do next? Is it going to like grow a new head, or like, I can't imagine like what the next thing is that the mRNA cancer thing that's going to give you after the mRNA COVID shot gave you.
Do you think it sheds too?
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it sheds cancer, dude. It sheds cancer. So we will be here on Unjected, very proudly holding the line. And we're going to have to start advertising that we are mRNA cancer vaccine free.
We're going to add it to our attestment. Yep.
Yep. Have you had any mRNA cancer vaccines? No, don't shed that cancer. The memes are going to be so epic, though. Like, get that. Don't shed that cancer on me. Like, it's going to be so many good memes, dude. So,
My gosh, they're going to put out the next conspiracy. Conspiracy theorists think that cancer is shedding.
Yep. But we're gonna have all the proof. So cancer vaccines get a reintroduction as readout support path forward for the tech. So there you go. Wow. So they're really excited about this, guys. So just again, another thing we got to hold the line against. So
you know what's funny? I just want to tell a quick story, you guys.
Of course.
A doctor one time told me to take a cancer preventative shot, and the rest is history. Okay, so
yeah,
don't do it.
Gardasil,
right? The first one.
You could just fucking fast.
Huh. Yep, fasting, no sugar.
Yeah.
So then there's lots of, in fact, you guys, I'll just spill this a little preview. I'm talking to Dr. Thomas Seyfried. You might've seen him on the Jimmy Dore show. He's going to be on my show Rebunk tomorrow at 1 PM Central, awesome. 2 PM Eastern. And we're going to get into his cure for cancer that the government has suppressed. So,
it's going to be a good one. I love that.
Yeah, I guess he's a doctor professor at Boston College. He's like a legit guy. So
the angels protect him.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask him about some of this turbo cancer stuff, and we'll get some good information there. But so I just want to show you guys here. So this is something that I repurposed from. I wrote this article originally last year for The Last American Vagabond, but I published it on the Unjected Substack. So if you go to unjected.substack.com, you can see this article if you want to reference back to it. It's got a lot of really good information about, you know, what they won't tell you about turbo cancer. Okay. So, actually I'm going to do this. I'm going to cause there's a couple of video clips in here. So I'm going to share it so that I can share sound. Bam, bam, bam. Okay. So, let's just start knocking some of this out and you guys just jump in whenever, but, this Dr. Charles Hoff, I thought this was really interesting because, you know, basically his claim is that prior to the injections, it was rare that someone would come in with a stage, like an automatic stage four. Like it wasn't that common for people to automatically be at stage four cancer, which, you know, means that it is spread from one organ system to another organ system. And it's usually not preventable, or it's not like, it's like a not more easy. Likely. Yeah. It's more likely that you're going. I remember my mom had stage four cancer like many, many years, probably like 20 years ago.
Really?
But, yep. But, they got it into what they told her was that, you know, we clinically are not allowed to say that it's in remission. Cause once it's stage four, there's no going back from that. You'll always be considered stage four, but you can go ahead and tell people that you're in remission, but we can't say you're in remission, but you can tell people you're like, they got it. And she hasn't had any issues since then. You know what I mean? But the idea of like stage four is pretty serious, you know? And so he's saying that now, or this would have been like in 2022, I think this was, it was like December 31st, 2022 is when this was published. So it was last year, but still talking about how 2/3 of his patients were coming in with stage four cancer. So it went from like being a rare thing to all like way more than the majority. So all these people are presenting with cancer, and it's this rapid onset cancer. It's not just like poof, like, you know, it's like one day you're fine, and then the next day there's a study in here. So he published a study in PubMed, the study right here. You can find the link at our Substack. It's called The Rapid Progression of Angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma, blah, 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 after the BNT162b2, which is the Pfizer vaccine, the Pfizer injection booster. And so this is a case study. He was talking about one individual showing how it shows here in this X-ray, he's got a patient that came in on a September 8th presenting with stage four cancer. And then he got a vaccine booster on September 22nd. And then like literally like a week later, it is spread like massively spread. Like he said, and this type of spreading is like nothing he's ever seen before. Like that cancer spreading to that degree in that amount of time is unheard of.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This booster dose, was that the approved one?
Well, at this time, it's tough to say. Like there's such a great area.
The one that they approved.
I'm sure. Well, he said it's the
one that nobody got though. Like,
Oh, the Comirnaty. Comirnaty one. Yeah. You know, I don't know. So the BNT162B2 is like the original Pfizer formulation. They played some legalistic tricks to get that, you know, approved in the form of Comirnaty, which was never commercially available. So I think even that was a little bit different, but I don't know exactly.
Right.
So you see like this massive increase. And like from the study, it says, you know, within a few days following the vaccine booster, the patient reported noticeable swelling in right cervical lymph node. So reported, you know, side effects following the injection. And then 8 days after that injection, you know, you can see that the cancer just spread. You know what I mean? And so
that person lived.
I don't know. Probably. I mean, who knows? But like a lot of the criticism of this is like, well, it's one case. It's like, yeah, it's one case. But that should be a signal to do more cases. We should be looking into this like feverishly. We should be doing massive amounts of studies because that's enough to at least warrant some sort of like if the health regulatory agencies cared about our health, they would this would propel them into wanting to get to the bottom of it. So yeah. Let's just listen to what he had to say here real quick.
If it wasn't just for, you know, myocarditis or strokes or so on. Well, what we're seeing is also that people are starting to talk about the cancers which are appearing. Doctors are seeing them, and also the number of cases of cancer, which, you know, are much advanced when they're first recognized, and also they have distant spread. It's quite remarkable. Charles, are you seeing something like this in your practice?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about one of my own patients. You know, it's fascinating as a family doctor. Over the years, you know, a small percentage of the new cancer diagnoses would unfortunately be stage four at first diagnosis. But in my practice now, it's approximately 2/3 of all cancer diagnoses since the vax rollout are stage four. And so, you know, pathologists around the world have noticed this, that unfortunately now the people who had previous cancers which were in remission are flaring up since their shots because of the damage to their immune system by the COVID shots. But new cancers being diagnosed, the tumors are bigger than ever. They seem to grow very aggressively, spread very aggressively, and be very resistant to treatment. So this has been nicknamed turbo cancer.
Okay, so there you go. So that's one clinical, you know, oncologist's finding, pathologists, you know, pathologists is like the, you know, the after somebody dies, you know, they go in and take a look. So
gonna take it. Well, for I want to shout out first to Dr. Ryan Cole because
I've got him on here too. Yep.
Yeah, talks so much about this. When I've met him a couple of times, he's the best. He's actually in Idaho, but
nice.
Also, what I was gonna say, taking it a step further, is that you know these vax people are getting the stage four, but they are shedding, and I have heard stories of people saying that they lived in a house full of vaccinated people and now they have breast cancer. That is a rare form that never was in their family. This, that. I've heard this story like many times, even from unvaxxed people getting cancer from hanging around. And I'm not trying to be super paranoid or conspiratorial, but it's enough immune damage, whatever is happening here with this experiment, that I would think twice.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Think twice for your exposure level.
Yep. And it's talking about how it's this, so that the injection somehow turns off this P53 tumor suppressing protein, a P53 gene. So you might hear that, you know, or, you know, if you're discussing it, you can talk about the P53 gene. There's links to all this crap in the article, guys, if you want to go back and reference this on the Substack. But again, Dr. Cole talks about, you know, the P53 gene. So here's a little clip. We can play this here.
Spike protein is a toxin. So it doesn't matter whether it's J&J, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, they all make your body make a spike protein. That spike protein binds to a tumor suppressor gene family, P53. It also binds to the breast cancer gene, BRCA, and the ovarian cancer gene, BRCA. We know that spike protein can induce cancer pathways, period. It's happening. Cancers are on the increase across the board, lymphomas, leukemias, blood cancers, because that spike goes to the bone marrow. The lipid nanoparticle carries the mRNA to your dividing stem cells. because it doesn't stay in the arm. It can go into any cell in your body, and it turns that cell into a spike factory. It inhibits the ability for your DNA to repair itself. It binds to our mitochondria, destroys the energy of our brain cells, destroys the energy of our liver cells, destroys the energy of any cell it gets into. Your own immune system attacks those cells. So a lot of people have arthritic pain, muscle pain. It's because those cells are being attacked by your own immune system because they're expressing this foreign spike protein. That spike protein causes mechanisms of cancer in many people. And I've been seeing that in the lab. I've been having it confirmed by oncologists, radiologists, radiation oncologists, pathologists all around the world as I travel. It is happening. It's on the uptick. Our military database showed it until our Department of Defense illegally froze that database and hid the data. This is a crime against humanity. We're using a dangerous product on humanity that is harming the human cells, that is harming the human body, that is harming our hormones, that is harming our reproductive organs, that is harming any organ where that protein lands, period.
All right, there you go.
Oof, jeez, mic drops.
Yeah, exactly. So again, and Kirsch, at this time when I published this, he's been all over this. So you can go back and read a lot of the coverage that he was talking about. Mm-hmm. There's this Swedish doctor, Dr. Jutta Krueger, talks about breast cancer and other cancers in the era of gene-based COVID vaccines. Her findings, she finds increased number of cancers in younger patients, which are larger in size and growing more rapidly and aggressively already at the time of initial diagnosis. Her findings agree with pathologists like Dr. Ryan Cole. So again, it's not accelerated aging in the youth that we're seeing this. Like there's one variable that has changed. It's not accelerated aging or any of that stuff. And I remember, here's another fun case. So this is an article again from around that time last year in Malaysia, where they're noticing here. I'll just pull it up here. So behind Malaysia's increase in cancer all over the place these days, even younger people and children are being diagnosed with cancer. And the whole article, they're like, scientists are baffled. They have absolutely no idea what could be possibly behind this trend. You know what I mean?
No clue.
It's like climate change and racism and all this stuff. Like, not really. You know what I mean? Like, it's like
sleeping with your blinds open.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, what was I just gonna say? Oh, Dr. Thorpe as well. Yeah. We've had him on the show, you guys. Yep. He said that he's been seeing babies born with cancer.
Yeah.
They've seen cancerous tumors on babies in the womb, and they're born with cancer. Like, when has that ever happened before?
Yeah.
Why are we normalizing that? Not normal.
Yeah, it's wild. And so really, just to kind of wrap this up here, I guess I got to do the different screen share. Stupid StreamYard, dude. Breaking my balls here. Okay, here we go. So, we were talking earlier about how, these signals that come out should warrant some further investigation. Well, a recent study did just come out from Japan. So Japan is taking, Japan, got to give them credit, man. Like, they're speaking out against like the shots, and they're like, hey, wait a minute, maybe there's something wrong here. I think they formally came out in like pro ivermectin. They were really, they were one of the first people to like publicly acknowledge, like, hey, maybe there's some validity to ivermectin as a treatment. You know what I mean? Early treatment or preventative or whatever. But here's a paper published just this last week, I believe. Increased age-adjusted cancer mortality after the third mRNA lipid nanoparticle vaccine dose during the COVID-19 pandemic in Japan. So this is just talking about how they looked at segments of the population in correlation with, their vaccination status and all this and that, and saw a dramatic increase. And you guys go find this and read the study, but the conclusion kind of wraps it up. It's good to not just read conclusions of these, but at the same time, just for the purposes of what we're doing here, it just talks about how it says statistically significant increases in age adjusted mortality rates of all cancer and some specific types of cancer, and it lists a whole bunch, were observed in 2022 after 2/3 of the Japanese population had received the third or later dose of the SARS-CoV-2 mRNA lipid nanoparticle vaccine. Now, it says that this breaks down these particularly marked increases in mortality rates in these ER-sensitive cancers It may be attributable to several mechanisms of the mRNA vaccination. And this is in contradiction to COVID-19 itself or reduced cancer care to the lockdown. So that's one of the things that you hear them attribute these things to, is that, well, there was less care available because the hospitals were flooded, which we also know is kind of bullshit, but also that there was less treatment available. So that's why all these diseases are skyrocketing, because there was less cancer treatment and all that stuff. And a lot of cancer slipped through the cracks because people weren't going for their regular checkups. Or a lot of people claim that it's COVID-19 itself that's causing the cancer and the myocarditis, right? You remember that one where they were trying to say that, no, it's COVID that was causing myocarditis. It's not the shots, it's COVID itself. That has been thoroughly debunked, if you guys didn't already know that. And again, if you can go back to the like articles I've written on The Last American Vagabond that covered that, that just debunks the claim that COVID is not causing it. It's pretty widely accepted at this point that it is the shots that are directly responsible for it. And so if they're trying to attribute this increase in cancer to lack of care or COVID-19 infection, you know, this study actually speaks to that. And so this, and this is just such a good point here. And a lot of these studies that come out, that says the significance of this possibility warrants further studies. Like, hey guys, here is the, here's some science for you. You guys are all about that science, right? Here's some damn science for you. You know, what are you going to do with it? And they're just going to say, oh, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. Look, you know, they just say you're a crazy conspiracy theorist.
You are. You're a crazy conspiracy theorist.
We're going to make, we're going to make a Wikipedia page and disparage you. And
when you click on anti-vaccination myth, what does it say?
Where's that? Anti-vaccination.
First link of the entire.
Oh, okay. Duh. Anti-vaccination myth. Anti-vaccination activism, also called anti-vaccination movement, is organized activity designed to increase vaccine hesitancy. Often by disseminating misinformation or disinformation or actual science.
Yeah, or real science. reading and research.
It's disseminated by sharing actual scientific data.
So, although myths. I love how they just continue myths. To drive that home.
Look at these crushers.
Yeah.
A rally of
ancestors.
Yeah, these are our homies right here, dude. I want to make a shirt with this. Like, these are
the slaughter of the innocents. Protest against compulsory vaccinations.
Dude, these are our homies right here. The Anti-Vaccination League of Canada in 1990. See, Canada, you guys can return to your roots, man. Look, this is your roots. You used to be cool. Right, look at how
Let's
hard.
Let's unite. Could you imagine if the Canadians in the north and us in the south, the Americans.
I wonder if this organization is still around, the Anti-Vaccination League.
Let's restart it.
If not, we need to restart it. History of the National Anti-Vaccination League. It was formed in 1896. Look at this, dude. Death the vaccinator.
Can we restart this up?
If it's defunct, it's the we need to restart. Abolition of compulsory vaccination. Lily Loat devoted her life to the cause and died, still working for the League in 1958. The League Journal ceased to create new issues in 1972. Shelby, I think we need to bring back the Anti-Vaccination League.
The year that Disco died.
We are bringing it back. You guys, did everybody just hear what we said? The Anti-Vaccination League is back.
It's back. Okay? I've never even
heard
of Lily
Loat. We got to make a Substack with all of the history.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I'll do. I'll leak AI nudes of Lily Loat and then we'll go from there.
I don't know, man. It sounds
you're a hero.
Scott,
we're going to continue
Scott
your work,
Shelby,
Lily.
With all due respect, I think we allow this movement to grow organically. And I think we use a jumping off point as me making AI nudes of Lily Loat and leaking them.
Wow, you cannot find a picture of her anywhere. Look at that. Look at that. You can't find a picture of her anywhere. Hold on. Let's go over to our friends over at Yandex.
Do Lily Low Anti-Vaccination League.
Hold on. Well, I want to try one thing. I'm going to show you guys something here. We're going to go Yandex. We're going to see what the Russians have on her. No, nothing. Wow.
Well, go back to the Wikipedia. Wasn't there a Wikipedia something?
Yeah, there was, but it didn't have any images. Born in 1880, died in 1958. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. That other one said that she died in 1970. Oh no, they stopped publishing in 1972.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
She published The Truth About Vaccination and Immunization, a small book that itemized the arguments against vaccination.
Their publication was called The Vaccination Inquirer and Health Review. I mean,
I love it.
Wow. I wonder, dude, hold on. Dude, this is amazing. I had no idea. I mean, I've seen some of those images before that they were putting out.
I love this.
Lily Lote, your legacy will live on.
Oh my gosh, I hope one day somebody will write a Wikipedia about me.
Exactly. Look at this. Here's you go to archive.org and you can find old copies of the vaccination review.
Is Google
Vaccination Inquirer and Health Review? Look at that.
Whoa.
Look at this.
Whoa.
We're gonna have to do some diving in.
Yo.
Long paragraphs. She should have shortened it up.
Yeah.
Oh, look, this is the argument against pasteurized milk.
Yep.
Oh, wow. See, raw milk is better and anti-vaccines.
Yeah, dude. This has been going around. This is the age-old thing. Tobacco versus vaccine.
We're fighting the same stuff 200 years later, you guys. Here we are.
It is reported that smallpox, having appeared in Bolton Workhouse, have resolved the issue tobacco freely to the inmates in order that the wards may be disinfected by the fumes. Yeah. Just smoke cigarettes. No vaccines, just cigarettes.
Smoke baby. All over us. It'll clean the air.
Opposition to vaccination in Massachusetts. 3 petitions to the legislation of Massachusetts are now in circulation for the repeal of the vaccination statutes.
Oh. Wow. Gosh. Okay, this is so serious. I feel like this is so serious. We got to catch people up on this shit.
She's going to be gross. We're going to find a picture of her. She's going to be gross and those nudes.
Okay.
But I will stay consistent. If she has like a fucking like a crater face, I'll put like pock marks around her asshole and it'll be fine. I have an ethical stance on this. I will not be inconsistent. God forbid anybody be intellectually inconsistent. And that's one of the, by the way, folks, we don't even care if you're wrong or right. I'm probably wrong. Be intellectually consistent. Okay. If you're going to make an AI nude of a person who's clearly ugly, their pussy better be ugly. Their penis better be ugly. Show some respect. Have some respect for what God made. Okay.
But at the same time, like, wouldn't like
continuity for Christ.
I mean, yeah. Okay. There you go. Sometimes maybe that's their only saving grace is the fact that they have like a beautiful pussy. It could be a little bit of like, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, I don't
crazy.
Know.
Anyway.
Before we wrap it up here, I just want to share one victory here. So this is just a funny, this is a Newsweek article. It says, Republican suggests vaccines may be getting injected into lettuce. And it's like, okay, so Do you know what we call this, ladies and gentlemen? Does anybody know? It's a logical fallacy. Anybody want to name this one? This is the straw man fallacy right here. So this is what they do is they create an argument that is not what we're saying. And then they attack that or make you sound idiotic because, yeah, nobody like they want the world to think that we're saying that they're injecting lettuce with vaccines. Mm-hmm. That's not what they're doing. It's actually way more sinister. They're actually genetically engineering vegetables to contain.
Yeah, don't they spray MRA. It?
No, it's like it's in
they're
the,
going to grow it.
They're growing they're it with grow the mRNA it. Vaccines in the food itself.
Out of the dirt with the out inside of, the dirt, of it.
With it already in it. And so anyway, so this was, I think, published a little while back. Okay, February 23rd, so a couple months ago. A Tennessee state lawmaker said during a recent legislative session that the various companies and medical entities are capable of injecting vaccines into lettuce, tomatoes, and tobacco. No, we're saying that they're genetically engineering them to have the mRNA vaccines in them already so that when you eat them, you get vaccinated, which is insane. Well, I'm here to tell you today, ladies and gentlemen, Tennessee, once again, crushing beyond belief. This is House Bill 0032. Food and food products as introduced prohibits the manufacture, sale, delivery, holding or offering or sale of any food that contains a vaccine or vaccine material unless the food labeling contains a conspicuous notification of the presence of the vaccine. So it says they're allowed to sell it, but there has to be a warning on the thing that says this is a vaccine that you're about to eat.
Okay. Conspicuous means like obvious, right?
Yes. Yes. So,
it's not supposed to be inconspicuous.
I'll tell you what, they ain't passing any bills like this in Oregon or Massachusetts, right? But anyway,
Tennessee's
bill history.
Well.
Bill history introduced passed on first consideration. So it is now filed for introduction.
Who the hell is the Tennessee representative or the senator? Like who?
By Hensley?
Hensley, Senator Joey Hensley. Nice. Williamson County. Williamson County. That's like Franklin. That's like
his eyes are too close together.
Like this is where all the country music stars live down in Williamson County.
I tell you what.
Unjected.
I like this. I will consider moving to Tennessee if, God forbid, Vanderbilt or the Volunteers can have a good football team. They never are that fucking good. So it's problematic. I don't want to be a part of some fucking state that has two dog shit.
You guys have no chemtrails and
they passed a bill to prevent chemtrails.
And now, no vaccine foods.
Yep. And now they're passing a bill to this is the new one, Shelby. They're allowing they're passing a bill for teachers to carry guns, dude.
Genius. Yeah. What is going on in Tennessee?
Dude, they're just crushing so hard. I was at the gym earlier and like on the news, on the headline, like the afternoon local news, it said new bill would allow teachers to carry guns and parents of students wouldn't even know who was armed or not. And I'm like, that's the whole doctrine of concealed carry. You're not supposed to know. That's the whole point, is that you just assume everybody has one and then you behave yourself.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to know. You know, that's what the whole idea of concealed carry is. And the whole idea of being a responsible concealed carry person is that the person doesn't know that you have a gun until you are using deadly force. You don't brandish it. You don't show off. You don't act like a thug. You don't use it as intimidation. You exercise every single means up to the point where deadly force is required, and that's when the gun comes out. You know what I'm saying? And so you're not supposed to know who has a fucking concealed carry. I bet you in Tennessee, 90% of the teachers, well, maybe not 90% like public school teachers, but I'm just saying there are probably some teachers who are like, think like us, who probably carry. And you would never know. You would never know. You walk up to a store and it says no guns allowed. It's like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. You'll never know whether I have one or not. You know what I mean? So
funny.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty much what we got. So
that was a good roundup.
There you go. So you guys just see, you know, just say we never gave you anything. It was a fun little presentation. And again, if you go to unjected.substack.com, you can get a copy of that Substack article that had all those references and stuff. And so I'm not like we're not like the mainstream media.
I'll go back. Like Fox.
Yeah. If we're not like Fox, I'll go back and put these links in the Rumble episode description so you guys can pull all that crap up and pull up these studies and all that good stuff. So I'll do that as soon as the show's over. So there you go.
Yo, your cat was in the background with the crazy eyes, Zach.
Which one? I don't know which one.
I was just
she's still there.
Like, it was the glowing eyes.
She's sitting there.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Monster.
Whoa.
Oh, out of here.
Oh, she's gone. Cool. You guys have anything else?
No, this is a problem because she's attending Diddy's parties, and we're reprimanding her for that. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no room for that in our house.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah. Cool. All right, you guys.
And don't forget to go to unjected.com. Don't be scared. Don't live in fear. Go find love and connection and all the things that you deserve, because we are already all on the watch list. And go find somebody that at least your names are going to touch on the watch list together. If you go to FEMA zones together, at least you're going to be happy.
Yep, there you go. And then use code unjected show for 50% off your first month. You get a half off. There you go. Spike support wellness company, destroyspike.com. Get ahead of that turbo cancer and all that shit. So, yeah. All right, guys, have a good night. We'll see you guys next week. Stay natural.
Stay free, stay injected. Lots of love.
Peace.
Bye, guys.